Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have with me Cindy Bentley, the author of Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. And this book is very appropriate now as we enter the fourth quarter of the 2012 year. I believe this book came out in 2011. Is that right, Cindy?
Yes, it was published in December of 2011. Getting ready for this special year.
Right.
So, yes. I worked on it for a long time.
Well, you started your career as a registered nurse, and you want to tell the listeners a little bit about how you got your wake-up call?
Well, yes, and the book tells about it more extensively, but all my life I've been pretty much intuitive and a little different from I didn't know it, but people around me would make comments. But then I was belonging to a church called Unity, and we did a lot of meditations in the early 80s. And at one point, Archangel Michael showed up in a meditation, and I could feel that he was telepathically communicating with me that I had work to do and that I needed to get started. I'm a empath, so there's a strong feeling. I'm more of a feeler and a knower than really. I don't see like some people can see images. I feel, know, and I hear things and see things in my mind. Which
okay.
I was at that point. I had a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and so I said, "Just give me time. I'm part of the planet. I'm part of the earth. I have commitments." It's just, and what I have found out over the years, as the soul knows what it's supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and the soul has contracts for your lifetime that you're here on the planet. And so what I didn't know then was that he was coming to me to let me know that it's time to start activating these contracts, it's time to get busy. And I made a promise that as soon as I got the kids out of the house, then I would start. I, meanwhile, was a nurse at Northside Hospital in Atlanta. I worked very hard. I ended up being there for 32 years. And the time I resigned is 2 months before my youngest child went off to college. And immediately, Archangel Michael was back. He never forgot. It was like an instant later, it's time, it's time. And the feeling was so strong, feeling that I had to move forward, that I resigned after 32 years. Of course, they said, no, don't go. You just go to counseling. But immediately I knew I had to start doing my work. During the time that I was at the hospital, I also met a lady there in Atlanta by the name of April Myrick, who ran a course on dowsing and energy clearing, pattern, blueprint repatterning of the soul, and how to reconnect and activate the DNA of our cells. So I became a student with her, studied for off and on for 3 years, and learned a lot, and read everything I could get my hands on. But immediately I started working with other people. When I learned how to clear all of my own energy bodies, I started clearing other people to help them feel better.
So what time frame was this when you were studying with her?
This was in the late 90s and 2000.
Yeah, in the early 90s, in fact, in late 89, I was in meditation, and I was told to quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting because I was making a huge amount of money as a plastic surgeon. So
right.
I just did. I quit my job and spent 5 months in meditation, became vegetarian, fasted, worked 3 times a week with a clairvoyant group that was on the south side of town.
Right.
And so I think we had the same type of
wake-up
instruction.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But it was really fun.
You know,
it was really great.
And, yes, and Susan, the pressure and the feeling that you had to do it. It's very hard to describe to someone else who's not had this type of knowing that you had to do it. It was so intense, as if you have to do it or you leave the planet. It's that's how strong it was for me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it because, you know, every day you'd wake up and you'd get instructions about what to do. And it was even at the point where, okay, get in the car, you know, drive here, turn left, turn right, do this, do that. And the instructions would take me to a particular place. One time it took me to the Corinne Kabbalah Center. And I walked in and Shirley was there. And Shirley looked at me and she said, I don't usually stay this late, but I said, I came to get something. She says, I usually don't stay this late, but here, this is what you need. And she gave me a big piece of Moldavite.
Wow.
I mean, that was the level at which the instructions were, you know, turn right, turn left. And it took me to Sevenando Food Store one time, and I didn't know it was there. And so then I got, you know, you go into Sevenando, you learn a lot about all sorts of stuff.
Sure.
And so I bought cookbooks and changed the way I ate. And, you know, it was just very interesting at that level of instruction. I think it, you know, it's probably like being in kindergarten, but but it certainly is fun. It was fun for me.
Yes,
I loved it. The biggest
thing that is so hard for most people, unlike you, is that to surrender and allow and not go into your head and fight it. Where I am now is fantastic. I mean, I have the best life I've ever had, but I know that I'm being led all the time and surrendering. And I work over the world.
Yeah, I think some of it has to do with following guidance earlier than that. I was guided to put money away. So the fact I had $200,000 in the bank or more really helped me take time off. You know, not everybody has that ability to put the money away so that you really can take a sabbatical. I mean, a lot of people, you know, like you said, you had responsibility for two children. You know, you had a much different pressures on you than I did. So, but we create, you know, like you said, you had contracts to bring your children, and I don't have children. So that was a huge thing for me not to have to spend time and effort in that contract so that I could do other things. So, you know, we each have contracts. You're exactly right. So tell me about what you're doing now. I know you're doing a lot of clearing work for people.
I am. I do. You know, I followed guidance, not even knowing. I knew I needed to come to New Mexico. I was invited out here to hosted by several different people and worked doing sessions with people where my sessions consist of about 2 hours of clearing all their energy bodies and reconnecting them to masters and archangels who want to work with them, and activating their DNA to be healed. And I give them timelines for this healing. And I also work remotely all over the world. And recently, this past winter, January, a lady from London read my book, called and said, "You're my sister. We're supposed to work together." And sure enough, we had 187 soul contracts, and we're already starting our work planetary. And so I'm doing also working on Gaia, and healing her and doing sacred sites. I'll leave for Egypt the end of November for 3 weeks. And I was in the UK for 2.5 weeks in June working in Roseland Chapel and Stonehenge and doing heavy work. But here in Santa Fe, where God led me to a wonderful home here, I lived in a friend's house, and then he led me, gave me instructions, just like you said, exact instructions on a home, how much I was to pay, the bedrooms, exactly what I wanted to pay. And the realtor said, "There's no way, there's no house in Santa Fe at that price with everything you want." I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but we'll just have to make offers because that's what Spirit tells me to do."
Right, exactly.
And the day the day he came to pick me up, his eyes were big as saucers, and he said, "Well, today I just happened to look on the listings, and a house was reduced again for the second time, another $20,000. and it's got everything you want. And I said, well, that's the house.
Right.
And I came here, and sure enough, it was a short sell, and it needed work, but it's exactly what I want, and it's fabulous. And this is where I've been since May. So it's been great. I mean, I'm just in my bliss. I work with people everywhere. They call, and mm-hmm. I do remote work, and then we talk on the phone and do connections. Mm-hmm. And then people come to my house also. So it's been,
okay.
been really, really good.
Well, I met you right before you were moving there.
Right.
Dr. Gould. We were at that thing at the Art Center.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And that was the day I really hadn't decided where I was going to go and
mm-hmm.
what I was going to do because, you know, I did have a husband then.
Another thing that dropped away, huh?
Yeah, that was another thing that fell away. The girls were in college. But the good thing is God had helped me a lot because he had given me a woman that I had known for years that had told me a couple of years earlier how much she loved my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were soulmates. I knew they
yeah.
were soulmates. And she was already divorced. So as soon as I hit the road, I sent her an email and said, I'm gone. He needs support
yeah.
and help.
That's right.
And thankfully, that was one of my ways out because he had support and he had somebody that cared about
mm-hmm.
him. And so they're
right.
still together.
Right.
So it's been fabulous. Yeah. It kind of helps with the guilt, too.
Well, sure.
If you have, yeah,
well,
so
sure.
that's been good. And the book has been doing really well, and I'm very pleased with that. And
do you
people
have a
are
website
learning from it.
Or do you have website or contact information? You want to give
I have
that
a
now?
Yes, I have a website, www.dnareconnection.com. And you can also just Google CindyBentley.com, and I have a website under that name. And I have my cell phone if you want to contact me for a remote session is 404-247-9203. My book is on Amazon. It will be on Kindle now. It's going to be another 2 weeks before it's on Kindle because there was a little glitch I just found out yesterday that it was supposed to be getting ready and wasn't. So it'll be ready and now in another couple of weeks. It'll be $6.99 on Amazon for Kindle. It'll be about 2.5 weeks.
That's great.
And then you can order it there, or I have books here if people want to order one for a signed copy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the planetary clearing that's going on with the magnetic field and how it relates to the work that you do, because the two are related,
mm-hmm.
you know, as above, so below type thing.
Right. We're all one. And as Gaia is healing, so are we. And
right.
as we're, know that the place that I am in, the place that I live, is on a special ley line, which is part of her energy fields, just like the meridians in her body. This is part
mm-hmm.
of her body. And I knew that something was going on because in Atlanta, as you know, there's so many trees there. I would find myself parked in a gigantic parking lot at the back of the parking lot where I could see as much sky as I could possibly see. And I would sit there and do my dowsing work. When I talk about dowsing, I work from a chart out of Walt Wood's instruction book, a chart where I can count. And I use a pendulum. And I use that to count and connect up. And that's been real helpful for me, even though I can hear and feel. I'm a Virgo, and I do like to have double confirmations.
And order.
And order. And I like being able to confirm what I'm hearing. So I've
mm-hmm.
been a member of American Society of Dowsers since 99, and that's exactly
mm-hmm.
how I met my teacher, was that I was going to a person out in Stone Mountain who found that people were working on me in my energy fields, beings, mm-hmm. and that negative things were coming into my energy fields. And he would clear mm-hmm. me out from the negative beings. And I prayed that I would find a way to clear my own energy fields. Mm-hmm. Well, within a week, I got a advertisement from the Knowledge Shop in Marietta near my house, and it said, "Dowsing, learn to clear your own energy fields." So immediately I signed up for it, and of course, April Myrick was teaching it, and I learned how to douse. And so there's a fabulous club there in Atlanta. It's the Georgia Dowsers, American Association of Dowsers, and the Georgia mm-hmm. chapter that meets there in Sandy Springs. It's a fabulous way to get started with dowsing. And we start dowsing. We have groups that douse energies of the planet.
Right.
And so
I know a lot of people in that group.
Yeah, I know you do. And I love it. I'm still in contact. I miss them so much. They're so wonderful.
Yeah.
They're just wonderful. And they supported me greatly on my mm-hmm. move and all the changes that I've made. And they'll teach you there if you want to. You can come in early, and Bill will teach you classes on the mm-hmm. Parts of the electromagnetic fields of the planet and how to douse them. And so that's part of what we're doing now. She is ascending, and so are we, into higher frequencies of living. And life was not meant to be a struggle. Life's not meant to be sad or, be depressed or unhappy. And so part of what we're going through right now is that these energy fields, because everything's energy, the planet's energy and we're energy, the energy fields within ourselves are being cleaned out if we allow it. Now, there's a lot of different interpretations about the shift in the ascension process, but my feelings is that we're being cleaned out as much as we can, because the more we're allowed to remove what does not serve us and our energy fields, the higher light frequency that we can hold within our bodies, within our light bodies. So as we become filled with this divine light, this higher frequency arrives, we go into higher dimensional frequencies of living, and life gets easier. I mean, I was just told by a big clearer healer out in Virginia a couple of weeks ago that I was working 70% into the sixth dimension, which I can believe, because I kind of sit back and just let things show up. It's amazing, mm-hmm. fun. I love it. I'm so divinely cared for. And I've had people say to me, how do you make money? I mean, how do you know you're doing what God wants you to do? How do you know that you're being told the right things? Are you making the right moves? And what I know to be true is that I'm divinely supported in every way. And as long as it's easy and I'm not struggling and things come to me, my desires show up, I have higher intentions and those come into focus and I'm allowing them to show up, mm-hmm. then I know I'm in the flow. And what people talk about, like the book of the channeled information from Abraham with Jerry and Esther Hicks, they always talk about the flow, getting in the vortex, attracting to you what you need and your desires.
And one other thing that's important here, I just want to interject, is
sure, please.
It's also important that in that flow that you don't attract what you don't need. Because
exactly.
that's really, I mean, if you look back on your life, a lot of the problems that you have is because disruptive energies came into your life, especially if you're a light worker.
And I could get into that.
So that's incredibly important to ask for as well.
Yes. Yes. And there have been dark moments, don't get me wrong, until we can get some more of the darkness out, which I'm feeling like, I don't know about you, Susan, but I'm getting more and more confirmation that most of this will be gone by the end of December, and definitely mm-hmm. the majority by the end of November.
I think the majority of light workers that I've been talking to are saying that they just feel like they're hanging out kind of on vacation waiting. You know, yeah, we're still doing some clearing work, definitely, and we'll probably be doing that through the end of the year or even longer. But most of us are just sort of on hold. We're just, like, I'm told, don't worry about it. Just take it easy. Do what you want to do. You know, have fun. You're just in a holding pattern. Isn't that interesting?
Right, but I'm not. I'm not. I've got some big work to do. The biggest part of my mission, and I don't know how much I should talk about it, but I've found out through other intuitives and because of things that have happened to me recently in the past that this year, that one of my biggest missions is to help reconnect and bring in and open up vortexes and channels of sacred energy in Egypt. And so I have been asked to accompany 5 other healers to Cairo at the end of next month. And at the end of the month, she had already scheduled us to be in the Giza Strip where the 3 pyramids are aligned with Saturn, Mercury, and Venus on December the 2nd to bring in this higher frequency to the planet. And at one time, Egypt was a very sacred land, and we're there to bring in, you know, help heal that so that we can spread this divine frequency and bring in the channels, open up the vortexes for this higher divine frequency of love, the highest love frequency to ever hit the planet. So I'll be doing that, and what I've been told is that it's within my DNA, the codes and the keys for opening these. And when I said yes to this, and there was a lot of, just like very similar to when Archangel Michael was pushing me, I also got this push after I was in Atlanta staying at a friend's home who had spent a lot of time in Egypt. Her house was filled with relics, pictures, paraphernalia that she had obtained in Egypt. And I was becoming extremely sensitive to it, dropping things, feeling lightheaded, dizzy, nauseated. So I knew something was reacting in me. I had been asked by a lady in London to come to Egypt, and I told her I couldn't think about it right then. I had too much to do. Of course, when you do that, you put somebody off, it's going to show back up in your face till you answer the question. And so I called and I said, what's going on? I asked one of my people who see, I said, what's going on? Because I'm feeling like this Egypt thing is over my head. And she said, you've done this before. You have to do it again. It's your big contract for the planet. You have to be in Egypt to open up the channels for this flow. Mm-hmm. So I said yes, and after I said yes, things got easier.
Well, I have an interesting segue to that. I run a surgery center with about 40 employees, a bunch of doctors.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously, what I do here, I can't be traveling, right? Well, I had a similar contract to go to Hawaii and open up something.
Oh boy!
So I knew about it, and I was sitting there going, you know, I don't think I can do this. You know,
That's what I did.
Okay, so then I broke my arm. I broke my left arm, and so I went to Hawaii twice. And each time, the only thing I paid for was my air trip, which was $700 round trip. Everything else was provided. And, you know, you got to laugh. I mean, you really have to laugh that, you know, oh, they'll find a way. No problem. You'll want to go to Hawaii, believe me.
Exactly.
It'll be the number one thing on your list, regardless of your responsibilities. The Big Island, we cleared out energies, a scalar energy type thing. It was back in 2006. It was
so
very
interesting. What I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Since you're going that way, I'll tell more. Since I said yes to this, you know, I got more and more downloads where the downloads sometimes I would sleep more than I would be awake because it's really infusing all of your energy systems.
Right.
And, so the downloads were gigantic. Thank God I'm finished with those. And so I can get, I'm really busy right now. There's so many people wanting to be cleared because they know they want to get to the higher frequencies.
Sure.
And they know they want Yeah, they know the one. So I'm really busy, but that's good. I mean, I love it. I'm doing a lot of work, and it's so funny because I'll be clearing somebody in L.A. in the morning and working in Virginia or Pennsylvania in the afternoon. So I crisscross back and forth the United States as I'm working, and as I do that, I'm visualizing the grids being opened and cleaned. But the thing with Egypt, yes, since I said yes, everything fell into place. And, you know, the money's there. I don't have to worry about it. But the thing, what I was going to say is, there are people trying to block the way, because I've had more than three people come to me and tell me, well, I'm not going to come back. I had a girl take me to lunch and say, Cindy, I just want to tell you this. Get your house in order and get your will made, because I don't see you coming back. And I've had this said to me three times, that, and then other, because, you know, I live in the world with lots of different readers and psychics, and they come to me to make sure that they're clear enough to hold clear energy, because they're only as good a channel as they are clear. So after, you know, I told them I'm going to Egypt, they said, oh, don't go. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have to go. They said, well, there's a 60% chance you won't return. But through meditation and talking with my guides, what they're seeing is not exactly what's happening. I won't return. I'll return, but it won't be the same energetic frequency person who left to go to Egypt. It will be in a higher dimensional frequency when I return, because part of this ascension is that we're all one. Somebody's got to lead the way. Somebody's got to be up there saying, here I am, come up here with me. Or here's the line, here we are, come on. So what I've already got, I've got a list of 20 people that are saying, hey, Cindy, I hear you're doing this work in Egypt. When you come back, could you call me and give me a download? And I'm like, okay. So I had someone call this morning and they said, well, you're going to Egypt. What day now? I said, yeah, you want to download? Yeah, how did you know? So I've got a list of phone numbers to call. Yeah. So I'm not afraid.
We hope that the trans-dimensional communication lines are open if we're really going to be at, but I think we're going to be in all dimensions at once. I mean, that's kind of what I think.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have the, we'll be able to stretch ourselves, do a lot of things.
Right.
Those of us who are ready.
Yeah, I think that's really true.
Yes.
But, you know, let's talk a little bit about, in your book, you talk about the magnetic fields of the planet being very dense and now they're loosening up. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, Susan. You probably know much more than I do. But it has to be healed. We were held together with this duality type situation, and now we can open up to higher fields and higher frequencies of living. But when the grids were so closed, it was very hard to get information, light. And I'm talking about information and light being one and the same. It was very hard to get that into our frequencies in our bodies, because the grid was so heavy around the planet. It was almost protecting us from being who we really are. And once we get opened up to our divine DNA and our divine selves, and planet Earth has her DNA that's being healed also, we'll hold a much higher frequency. And we're much closer to source, because we're all I believe that we're all pieces of God, and we're all creators, and we have been blocked from that knowledge.
Well, if you look back in the past, I'm talking about the recorded past, because there's past further back that this wasn't true.
Sure.
But we used to have something called a firmament that was protective around the planet.
It's talked about in the Bible, too.
Right. And then now, let me go back. The people like Edgar Cayce and some of the older religious prophets and the prophets in other shamanic traditions, they had to go into altered states of consciousness in order to do prophecy. And that was because the magnetic fields and the density of the planet was so great that they actually couldn't be conscious when they were given this information. But then
it's
in the 60s,
Yeah.
In the 60s, something happened, and Atlanta was a point for this light coming in. There was a group of about, I think about seven people that lived together and first did channeling and spiritual work in the 60s, and my spiritual father was one of them, Dr. Linwald. And and so, but he would still be pretty much trance channeling. And then in the 70s, I think you had Seth and some of the other, you know, Jane Roberts and some of the interdimensional teachers came in. And then, of course, it increased in the 80s. And then, you know, you and I were waking up in the 90s. A lot of light workers woke up in the 90s. And then more and more people understood that we had higher dimensional help, and especially in group meditations or working in a group like you were doing with the dowsers, you could increase the quality of the information coming in. And so our group got several months before that in 2008, the stock market crash was going to come. We were told that the swine flu was coming in at the end of April. It wasn't, we weren't told it was swine flu. We said there'd be a flu epidemic at the end of April. We were told, we asked if we should get the bird flu vaccine, and they said not necessarily because some of the vaccine had the bird flu in it. And 2 weeks later, Baxter was caught putting the bird flu in the vaccine. Yeah, just real specific stuff. This isn't general, you know, you're going to meet a tall and handsome man type thing. This is real specific information that came true. Okay. And a lot of this was coming from Michael and some of the archangel levels and even, you know, all the sources. So, so basically, you know, groups have been working all over the world. And in groups, you know, this is not a time for individual enlightenment. No. This is a time for group enlightenment. And so everybody's been led to their groups to do the work. And then now what I think is there's going to be a mass awakening because as the magnetic field decrease. And I remember an article in the AJC in the 90s. Well, actually, it wasn't in the 90s. It was in the first from around 2003 or so. But the article said that cosmic rays were coming into the poles of the planet and destroying the ozone, and big holes in the ozone at the poles. And my brother happens to be on the committee. He was heading the committee on the ozone at the time, or in the, especially in the 90s. And so I called him up and asked him about it. And he said, yeah, it's happening, but we don't know why. And I said, well, here it says it's because of these cosmic rays. So it was just really interesting that that then, you know, you have these amazing things happening that scientists can't explain that are affecting the ozone, and then they start affecting the electromagnetic field. So the electromagnetic field starts to wobble, as you talk about in your book, and the electromagnetic or the magnetic field especially starts to get less magnetic. You know, I mean, it's less, the number's less.
Right.
And so I think that this is very much tied in with the energies coming in from the galactic center, the energies coming in from the sun. And, of course, the reports are that maybe, perhaps, there'll be serious consequences on our electronics and our power grid system if this happens. But, you know, I think since we really don't know what is going to happen because we really don't have any recorded history other than a few recordings were that the Earth would quit spinning for a period of time, maybe 3 days. You know, there'd be 3 days.
I've heard the 3 days
night,
thing. That we would sleep. It would be 3 days of night. Yes.
Right. 3 days of night. 3 days of darkness, or whatever. I mean, three days of light, depending on where you were on the planet. But
exactly.
In any case, that might be the planet quit spinning because of the you know, the gravity force of Planet X.
Sure.
So that could be that, because that's every 3,600 years. But in any case, there's a whole bunch of things happening at once. And that's why I think, I mean, I'm just on hold because, you know, we're ready. Everything's done. We're just waiting for, you know, waiting for the energies to and the magnetic fields to come into place so that this energy bathes the planet and starts waking everybody up.
Right.
And then we won't be labeled as crazy anymore, Cindy. How'd that be?
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Everybody thinks we're crazy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm finding
you're
more and more
psycho.
People waking up. Yes. And that's what I used to get. But let me tell you something. There's ones that used to say that, They are calling me. They are calling me, wanting to check me, check me. I get a lot of text messages, Cindy, can you check me? Cindy, how clear am I? You know, and the other thing I didn't mention, every 7,747 years, this alignment of the three planets over the three pyramids happens exactly at the tip. And this is going to happen on December the 2nd. And part of that, and also it goes along with what you're saying, the planet is opening up to receive. And the planet, our Earth, our Mother Earth is opening up. Gaia is opening up to receive this divine energy because she's healing also along with us.
And the energy is also hitting the sun. I mean, we've heard from we've heard the effect it's going to have on the sun. Right.
Right.
So it's not just, I mean, I want everybody to understand the changes are not just in Earth. They're actually the whole solar system. There's there's an atmosphere on Mercury now. There's changes in the temperature of every planet. You talk about global warming, you might as well talk about solar system warming, because that's really what's happening.
And the big thing that you don't get, that a lot of people aren't aware of on Earth, is that this has been sort of an experiment. It's not like we're fixing to do something that has never been done before, any place, anywhere, in any universe. We are going to, and what I, the reason why I do the work I do is so that we, I help people as they go and transform, heal all of their 12 to what I'm finding 13 on a lot of the light workers, DNA strands activated, and their bodies are changing from a carbon-based body to a silica light body so that they can hold more light. So what is happening is that this is changing, and for the very first time, our soul is going to make a transition, and we are going to be making a transition without leaving our bodies, because actually our bodies have changed. And so the whole everywhere, everybody's looking at us, because we're going to be able to stay in human form in a light body with our soul. Never been done before.
And what's so exciting about that is that, you know, we have the opportunity to work with higher dimensional energies.
Yes.
And on this, I mean, we hear about this all the time. And what I love to hear, it's kind of exciting. They say, well, you know, this is what we think is going to happen, but this is, we've not done this before, so we can't guarantee it.
Yes.
And they go, oh, great.
Exactly.
You know, oh, great.
Exactly.
But it happened last night's session. We were told, well, we think this is the way it's going to go. And I go, okay, so that's why we're storing the food and things, right? You know, like, we don't know exactly what's going to happen.
The big thing I have to
tell people,
the biggest, I know, and the biggest thing I have to let people know, you know, because when you get to that is fear, you know, when they talk about the food and the shortages.
Yeah, right.
So what I have to tell people, I have to remind every one of my clients, I write it out when I send them a 3-page report when I do the work, and I write it out. I said, this is what has happened. You are being cleared. Your soul is opened up. You're connected to your source. You are divine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are creating. Every thought in your mind creates. I can do all this work on you to clear out the duality, to clear out the darkness. But what happens, you still have free will on the planet. Free will means you think your thoughts. And when you are divine, you are creating with every thought. So what I have to tell people, what is very important with this shift, is that you have to maintain your thought forms to be positive thought forms, because you can manifest faster than you've ever manifested, and because you are part of Source and you are a creator. So what you think is going to happen, what you're thinking and what thought forms you have will show up right there in front of you. So it's controlling of the negative thought forms, especially through the shift, will be paramount in keeping you and making you feel, and everything around you feel safe, warm, fuzzy, you know,
and
because we're going to create it.
Right. My contribution to that was I was part of a book called Optimism that was edited by Stephanie Marone. And that book is really, really good for people wanting to know how to remain optimistic. It's about 42 authors from every walk of life.
Sure.
Jimmy Carter, Prince Charles, Queen Noor, Meryl Streep, Michelle Obama, you know, just every type of person you can imagine. Even Albert Einstein and Helen Keller and Eleanor Roosevelt's are in there. So
they had comments. You know, they knew how important it was. Yeah,
they knew how important it was. And one of the most beautiful ones on there is Helen Keller's chapter on optimism. I mean, obviously she wrote it before she died, but if anybody was a teacher from a higher dimension, it was Helen Keller.
Sure, she demonstrated it, definitely.
Yeah.
But in my book, I give lots of exercises because people are really concerned about staying positive and knowing that they're creating themselves in every moment as they heal. And so I've got lots of exercises and personal exercises that I've done to maintain that positive attitude, to maintain those positive thoughts. You know, the biggest fear that some people have is the monetary fear and the monetary energy flow and all this kind of thing. And, and I get a lot of phone calls. I got a big phone call yesterday about that. And once you start going in there thinking there's no lack, of course there's going to be no lack. There's going to be lack, you know, thinking there's no money, thinking there you won't. The flow, you want to be in the flow, but you start thinking it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at yourself, talking to yourself, my big thing is talking in the mirror, you know. I do that. You're still 30. I do that. Oh, the wrinkles are gone. Look at that. I don't even see any wrinkles, you know, because most people look at the mirror.
Your eyesight's bad.
I know. Most people look at the mirror and say, oh, my gosh. Well, I'm certain that you can't do that. That's just, you're doing it to yourself when you do that.
Yeah.
So you got to look in the mirror and say, oh my, look at that. That wrinkle's disappeared. And I'm just using that as an example. You have to do that with everything, you know. Because we're producing, we're manifesting, we're creating it all the time. When I look at where I am now, I was just talking to somebody last night how happy I am now. And I'm not worried about anything. Everybody's on their pathway. Things are showing up. I'm very busy. I just want to continue staying connected up so I can help others be connected to their divine source and to their divine self. Last year, I got a channel from a girl that ended up out here in Santa Fe from Michigan or somewhere, and she was just amazingly blunt about things, and I'll never forget, because evidently she was sent to me at a very crucial time that I needed to hear what she had to say, that's what happens to us many times if we get in a little funk or we lose our way. Sure enough, somebody's going to show up to kick us in the booty or to mirror to us exactly what we need to hear or be. And she said to me, she said, you've got to stop and crave your divine self. That's what this is all about, is craving. It's not about anybody else, any place else, anything else. It's on the inside of, she said, it's on the inside of you. And you have to know and believe that your higher self is what you are. And you crave for that to come and be with you and merge with your energy fields. And so part of the ascension is clearing out, holding the higher frequency, and then your divine self merges with you in your light body.
One time I was driving in the car, and I was getting this lecture from, from Spirit. And
yes.
I got this question, do you know what your higher self sounds like? And I go, well, it sounds like me.
Yes. Right, exactly.
But it's telling me things I don't know.
Yes, yes.
So when you start hearing voices in your head and it sounds like you, and it's telling you stuff you don't know, you're connected with your higher self. And that's,
exactly.
It was like a aha moment, you know, because I really didn't realize that I was way more connected than I thought I was. Because I'm always hearing stuff that I don't know that I then find out is true, and it's me telling myself that.
Exactly.
So don't be afraid of your higher self. It is you.
Yes.
It just
and
knows a lot
it.
More than you do.
But we have
it's
been,
actually very easy to do.
Yeah. But we've been so taught and so we've been blocked from who we truly are for so long, for eons of time now, since the fall of Atlantis, when we went into duality, that we have to learn a new belief system about who we are, a new belief that, and that's what we're doing. That's another part of the ascension, is believing exactly who you are, how powerful you are.
And then when everybody's there, the world's going to shift dramatically, because we won't hurt one another. We won't.
There's no need.
It just won't happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because we have all we need within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great. It's been a great experiment here.
I'm really happy it's coming to an end, though. I mean, the reason I'm the most happy, honestly, is because I really feel, I mean, in my heart, that the negative is going to be washed out and the positive is going to come in. And that means individually, that means certain people. We were told by Metatron, who's over the angels of death, that a lot of people are going to be leaving, and explain that. But everybody has a choice. I mean, everybody has a choice to clear out negativity and allow the other energies to come in. I mean, nobody has to go. I mean, nobody has to. But I'm just looking forward to a world where you don't have to have false accusation. You don't have to have, you know, all the crime and all the competition and all the sneakiness and aggression. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just imagine what a world like that would be. It would be great.
I'm kind of living in it now.
I think that's the world we're headed to.
Yeah. I'm kind of living in it now. But
the planet needs to catch up to where we are.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, because the planet is not doing well. I mean, you know, I just read about this big sinkhole in Louisiana that's threatening to, you know, to expose the oil and I guess it's mostly oil reserves that the government has down there. That's not good, you know.
No.
You don't want another problem like that, you know, for Gaia to put up with, you know. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff happening that it's like, you know, the nuclear stuff and threatening our to soil our environment again. So no, the planet definitely is not caught up yet. We are not a peaceful, happy, and healthy planet yet.
But that's why I have to go to work. That's why I have
that's
to go
right.
to Egypt
that's
and
job.
All these other places.
Yeah.
That's my job
right
now. And I think, you know, opening up the Roseland Chapel is one of the 12 solar discs on the planet, and being there for the summer solstice and opening up that stargate at Roseland Chapel was just amazing. And what really got me was that here it is, only 12 solar discs on the planet, and here's these six little healers doing our best to help her. And where is everybody else? You know, it's like, doesn't anybody else get this? So I think more people are getting on board to recognize the healing that needs to take place on the earth. Thank you, God. And the opening up and the healing. I'm hearing more. Dolores Cannon talks about the grid keepers on the planet right now. They're people who don't know. Didn't know they were grid keepers. They just knew they were reconnecting energies wherever they went. You know, there are people who are awake and doing it, and then people that do sacred site healing and resetting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there now that are working very hard to help her.
Some of the people that I helped activate were like airline pilots, and they are taken all over the place for grid activation.
Yes. Exactly.
And I've actually been asked to change my location for grid activation too.
Yes.
So although, you know, I'm not going out and doing the work all over the planet like you are, I think the majority of light workers are encouraged to do certain grid activations as they're able. You know, I think that it's a big plan. There's a big plan there.
I know some flight attendants that do that also. I know one flight attendant that's a light worker. She didn't get her job till she was about 47 years old. Now, when do you hire 47?
To work at that?
As a flight attendant.
When you're on an airplane, especially my friend was on international flights, And he said he would go and he'd be directed to this point, and he'd sit there and meditate and do the work, and then a week later he'd find out he was like a block from the peace conference that was, you know, the International
wow.
Peace Conference.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so yeah, he often didn't know why what he was doing there, but then he'd find out later because a lot of times it was,
yes.
you know. So, yeah,
just
I think we're...
his divine guidance.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they all have to wake up at some point. You know, they all have to go through the process we went through and then
right.
connect with their higher self so they can get instructions. I mean, that's part of what it is. And maybe in a year or so, we won't all be called crazy.
I know. I know. It's like... You know,
looking
you know
forward
Cindy
to that.
Yeah, the thing was, do you know, did you hear about Cindy Bentley? She got in the family van, packed it, and drove across country alone, didn't even know where she was going to live.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You think she's,
yeah.
you know, at almost 60 years old, you think she's
yeah.
she's senile already? You know?
Yeah, that's a big T word, trust.
So, yeah. And but I love New Mexico. Oh my gosh! And what
that's
I was
great.
Saying about sitting under the sky. You know, I'm out here up in Santa Fe in the hills, and
mm-hmm.
there's nothing. It's sort of a little desert, but it's nothing but sky. And I
yeah.
I love it. It's I feel
yeah.
really connected to the earth and to the planet and to the world.
Yeah, and Greg Braden's out there too. I interview Greg all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's out
he's,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Shirley MacLaine doesn't live far away.
Wonderful.
And,
wonderful.
Yeah, Chris Christman's here. A lot of, and if you ever listened, have read Nancy Tate, who for years was channeling Horus and other beings, and she was
mm-hmm.
on top of Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading one of her articles a couple months ago, and I looked, and it said, "We are now in Santa Fe." And I emailed
mm-hmm.
her, and I said, "What the heck? You left Mount Shasta for Santa
yeah.
Fe?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, I had to trust. These are my directions." She
right.
said, "But what I've been told is that the new outpost and the new command post for the Galactic Star Council is now in Santa Fe."
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Oh, darn! Yay!"
yeah.
Didn't
well,
know that. Glad to be here.
That's right. That's right. Well, we've been interviewing Cindy Bentley on her book, Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. Cindy, would you like to give your contact information one more time for
yes.
the listeners?
Yes. And I do remote work, and I can check your energy fields over the phone. We can have sessions. My cell number is 404-247-9203. My website is www.dnareconnection.com, or you can just Google CindyBentley.com, and you'll get my website there also. But I'll be happy to talk with you if you have questions. I also have a book on Amazon called Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. It's very simple to understand. If those of you who are new to all this information, I try to do great explanations to help you align yourself with what's happening now on the planet and with your fellow light workers so that you can understand and move forward. And it's on Amazon, Celestial Being. And it's,
right. well,
I think the list price is $15.99, and then in 2.5 to 3 weeks it'll be in Kindle.
Great. Well, Kindle's easy.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, thanks, Cindy,
mm-hmm.
for joining us. I
Thank
really
you
appreciate
for having
you
me,
taking
Susan.
The time. It was
I've
fun.
I've had fun. Yes, this
yeah,
is great.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah, this was fun. So anytime you need me again, let me know or just call me, Susan,
I will.
And we'll talk.
I will. Sometimes we get last-minute cancellations, and
yes.
it sounds like you're available unless you're off to Egypt or
no.
something.
Yeah,
so,
unless I'm here at the house all the time. And, you know, we can do call-ins, too, if you ever do that. That's
okay.
real fun because I can check people and that
sure.
people get a kick out of that. And I check, for negative portals in homes and things like that. And
sure.
it's people who like that too.
All righty. Well, hopefully we'll get to do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Susan. I appreciate it. Good luck in
thanks.
Your work too. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Wonderful work.
Thanks.
Thank you for following and listening and paying attention because you've been doing a good
right.
job for a long time.
Well, thank you very much. Next week, we're going to have Neil Kramer on. He wrote The Unfoldment, The Organic Path to Clarity, Power, and Transformation. And then on the 12th of November, Frank Joseph, The Lost Worlds of Ancient America, Compelling Evidence of Ancient Immigrants, Lost Technologies, and Places of Power, which is where Cindy's being sent to. And then on the 17th, Tammy Georgia, another intuitive clairvoyant, Touchstone Moments, Golden Nuggets on a Shaman's Path. And then we have Amit Goswami back. He's a nuclear physicist or quantum physicist. God is not dead, what quantum physics tells us about our origins and how we should live. That'll be on the 24th of November. Well, thanks, Cindy. Best of luck to you as you do your world travels. And I'm sure you'll be perfectly safe and come back at a higher dimensional level. That would be great.
I'm going to have to give your call and a download, Susan, if you need it.
Yes, that would be great. I'd love it.
I'm going to every temple down the Nile, and you know, all those temples were a lot of them were initiation centers.
So this should be interesting.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much.
Talk to you later, honey.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.